breathing, sacrifice. They'll sacrifice all the rich to get to the governor of the palace. And the Bhikshu went underground. She joined the resistance. The second time, which part? It's giving away the nation of the people. She understood that nation's place is nothing but the king of the Egyptian empire. But it's futurizing quite differently. My Nidra Yeret, and today with our parents, my dear woman Zayn, she looks upon me. But to me, the gracious Lord will transcend. The private, the eye is more important. The gracious Lord will be very, no soul is by far more important. The greatest of you. And they are happy to see them. And he lived with God, and he loved it right up there. And
Samen in der Israel in Israel. Also in der Leib Moshe, der war mit ihm, die am Eich in Kirill auf der Fall, wie hier ist sie, es war in Israel in Israel. Let me tell you, but I'm going to say tonight, I mean, it's simple interpretation of the text. Simple to understand the link between one person and another person. And in a matter of fact, the Ramban already points in, and the mountain as well, point in the same direction in which I live tonight. But however, it will be a surface neifach mishalem. A surface neifach mishalem means a few diamonds you'll find which belong to me. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do now is contrary to my training. This is everything, not to be too creative in certain interpretations. The matter of this was this. But even though sometimes it's very tempting to go off the right path and to travel along the zigzag path, I'll tell you what I have in mind, if you want to take it, all right, if not, I'll say that you are judge and you are also right. This poet tells us that the link between a certain halach, which I want to make tonight, and in Parsha Chumash here, is at least interesting. There is a certain halacha which you don't understand, and the Balamoya actually refuses to accept the halacha, and the Ramban tries to explain and the Ramban has the hard time to explain the halacha, might have been encouraging in the parsha of Chumash tonight. I don't know. It is just I'll explain. He was the Yisgalus, the revelation of God to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisgalus in the bush, in the ground, in the bush of Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu came close to Moshe and wanted to see what happened, because he was attention was attracted by the fact that it's not the snow. The snow did not consume itself, was not consumed by the fire. And the Moshe was about to come too near, too close to the snare. And the Rabbeinu said, was revealed, this revelation consisted in the fire which burned in the bush. Viato, Lechor Yashuach HaKor Al-Pari, Ve'itzi Yisamim Yisrael Yisrael. Tanya Lomesha Lepi, Mi Yolechet Yolech Al-Pari, Ve'itzi Yisrael Yisrael. ואם הכהן ירוח מזרח הרוס כניח השלחתיך, תמציא אחר שואל ממצרים כאן כמסרוצים על האור הזה. And then the conversation with the Holy Spirit and Moshe could be disguised. Moshe was asked, Rabbeinu, and the Holy Spirit gave him Eir, and the Holy Spirit made out the program for him, where he was after Zikne Yisrael, and Moshe's argument, the Bnei Yisrael will not have faith in him, but when the Aminim and the Holy Spirit answered this argument, we entrusted to him three mitzvahs, which will convince the people, even if he is skeptical before us, will convince the people that he is the genuine and true representative of the Almighty. And then suddenly Moshe comes out at the very end of it. Moshe comes out with another argument that he is not fit, not qualified for the job of his Baruch Hu entrusted him. What was the last argument? I'm slow of speech, and I cannot express myself, I'm handicapped. Moshe said that he's, as far as speech is concerned, he's a handicap. And his words will not carry the weight, have the weight of the influence which such a message, I mean, should have, should exert. That's it. So what is that Rabbi Shmuel answering? What is that Rabbi Shmuel answering? When you must share with his Torah, when you think I'm a friend of the Shulchan, when you appear at the Shem Shlach and Yad Kishnach, וייחר אחרי שם מרושי ואימא על העם אחרי חלב ידעתי כי ידעה בבנהו ידעה בבנהו ובנהו ואני רוצה לסוח אמר לי עם ואין לי את הסיבר ואין מי שאין תגורן תמיד עם ואני נשאו לבר לכם ומת העם לא תחל אתם דמרים I did all, Aishapri, and he told Moshe to put out in the schedule of Hashem, and Aaron apparently agreed to act as the representative, the spokesman of Moshe, and Yamun Yor, and Aishapri, and Aishapri. Then, Varakach, Vachat Bo, Moshe, and Aaron, and Yamun Yor, and Aishapri, I want you to help get to see the continuity of the story of the conversation between Moshe and the relation between Moshe and Aaron, and what happened to that relationship. That's what I will read. Right. Va'akav bo Moshe Rabin, Lahim Rav Bari, Tiro Mar Abishem of Israel, Shalach Es Ami Yuchidu Yavuzo, and the mission that was entrusted to Moshe ended in disaster. Paralim said, New Hashem Tehu Mekirei, he was blessed, and he didn't want to listen, and then the nation now met with the Shetra Yisrael. Shetra Yisrael was very critical, and the condemned the nation now came to Pharaoh, and because of their visit to Pharaoh, and the devotees to Pharaoh, I mean, the Aveda, the slavery, the work became much more harder, and more difficult, and now they don't give the table, the straw. And Moshe came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Yatsi lo yitzamos bosi el Pagay Al-Pare, ale Yisro lo yom hazeh, Yatsi lo yitzalto samar. Ayin Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Rasmi Yitzal, Razok Yishar, Razok Yishar, Razok Yishar, Razok Yishar. With the first audience between Moshe and Pharaoh, the story of the first audience is told in Parsha Shmos. He told in Parsha Shmos. Vayim Hashem Moshe ato sire ki asherach levoi ki hazotim yishofim ki hazotim yidol shemar. This rule will be realized and don't pay attention to Pharaoh's stubbornness and refusal to cooperate to the negotiations and so on. This was, we read both something in the book and happened. Last Shabbos, the Dabra Elohim al Moshe, the Yomer Elohim al Amin al Hashem. Goyer al Avron al Yitzhak al Yafin, the King of Sadori, Ushmi Hashem al Yanto. Tava Dishboruch Hu sent, apparently, as a Dishboruch Hu sent Moshe again to Pharaoh. Again. Only using that in the expressions for Gula, the Tzalti Gaza, the Dachi, and he goes and he goes to the Neis Roel, by Dabra Moshe Tula Neis Roel, where Shemu Al Moshe, Mekitzer Roach and Alim Bekosha. And Moshe, by Dabra Hashem Al Moshe Lema, Bei Dabra Al Parim Al Yisroel, Vei Shalach Al Yisroel Min Arce, by Dabra Moshe Lefi Hashem, Lema, and Neis Roel Shomu Olai, Vei Hishmeim Yifare, Vani Aras Chasai, but it's the old argument, that's the new argument. You don't care. By Dabar HaVishem HaLimeshe, by Aaron, the Pesach again repeats itself. By Zabim HaZem Yisroel, by Parim Melech Mitzvoy, the Haiti of Ne Yisroel Melech Mitzvoy. So there is faith. Then next is the Parsha simply. The Parsha, the next Parsha, we don't understand at all. Reina Roshu ben Tadeson ben Rubin Chirin Yisroel Chani Kutalo Chetzi Chani ben Shvili Rishol ben Atnani Rishol ben Shmirayni and the whole background to Meshit Yishvah and the Rubin Yizir and Rishol ben Tzofi the Loza ben Aaron where the Loka Chirin Yis Kuti Yomayu Reina Yishol Atel Yis Pilchas Reina Roshu Ha'arisha Adilim and Yishvachisha and now Chobor began to say Rishvitz who are the Meshit? השלום השם לא יוציא לפר מרץ מצרים, אל פירושם, הם עמדבו מלפרים, מלך מצרים, ואיץ יגיד ישראל מצרים, ומש לעמד, אז אתם עושה סיין הרבה מלטיים, נאי, ואי ביהודי ברד השם, אומר שברץ מצרים, רפטישן נגיד, וידבר על השם אומר שלמר, אני השם, דבר אותר מלך מצרים, ויש כבר שאני דבר עליך, ואם המש לשם, אני אבס וסיים, ושמע מלפרים. ויאמר השם אל משה ראה נשאתיך ונתי לפעל והר אנוכיך יהיה למחו. אתה שדבר אספור שרצה וכל והר אנוכיך ידבר אל פרם שיש לשאול מה אתה נשאים בידה מנסתם. וקונטינוי פי אני לא ביטר לא מסתותל את זה יותר רפיץ אני נשא ממותן. ההיסטורי הוא את משה נוזדה. משה הער עונס אלה נסיפתם. משה הוא איזה מלוס I mean, Aaron was his mouth, and Moshe was a master. Moshe told out, and they told us about it in Shemesh, and how he went again, we learned with so many repetitions. With so many repetitions. matter of fact, what would you say if I would, should ask you, what halacha, what halacha, principle, central halacha law, was formulated, is formulated in Schmitz. What halacha? Halacha which is of the basic, I mean, for all halachas are alive, but certain halachas are institutions. What institution is based, rest upon the story of Moshe's dialogue and poetry, and what is new is one thing. Yeah, the institution of Shmitas. Shmitas, you ask me where Shmitas mentioned, the more in the traditions and the number of materials, but here is Shmitas formulated and the fact, because after the Baruch Hu, when he sent Moshe, he told him, L'chol v'shluach acharecha, I send you as a shaliach, as a messenger, as my representative. That's the institution of Shmitas, from Shmitas and Shalom and Knesset. As a matter of fact, and this concept, as a Tanovi is a shaliach, this concept, as no one is a shaliach, is not limited to nations, to nations, and his relationship to Akadosh Baruch Hu. Might be nations different, no? All will be, it will be. We have considered Shmuel to Akadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the Yad Malachi, who is Master of the Yad Malachi, prophecy which was entrusted to my Sharia, the knowledge of Sharia, by Yishlach Malach, Yishlach Malach, Kayitzien, Eretz Mitzvoni, who sent to Shmuel. Of course, the Malach is the first nation of it. But the Levim are Shmuel. And that status of a Novi, the Halachic status of the Novi, that being a Sharia, by being a Sharia, is very important. And it came, you know, when? This nation. The formation of the international, the beginning of the reservation, the community, and the representative on earth, Avraham was not a Shalom. The conception, the merger, the Nevuah and the Shlichus, was introduced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On that day on which Moshe met Akadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham is everything, and the son of Avraham. The son of Lefonai, the Tommy, is Avraham. Avraham is just, Avraham is the son of Lefonai, he works with the Bnei Israel, and his Tommy is perfect, everything. But he's accepted one thing. Which Avraham and Avraham was not communicating, namely Shulich. Yechono ve'eshloch hachol was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who were addressed, they were not addressed to him, on the contrary. When you say Shliches, when you say the regard to the institution of Shliches, who takes the mission? The Shliach or the Mishalech? Shliach or the Mishalech? On the contrary, that a shliach, with regard to shliches, that the shliach does not look for the mishaleach, he doesn't search for him, but the mishaleach finds the shliach and asks him a favor. Will you do me a favor? Will you represent me at that conference, or you get a favor and you invite for me to go in London? So I ask the shliach. The shliach accepts the shliach. And sometimes the Shriya do not want to accept it. This was the scene usual place, the Rapidish Gorku, and yet Yamil found Misha. Who offered to Misha this, as I said, the job? Who wanted to entrust him with the great Misha to be his representative? Rapidish Gorku asked Misha. He asked Misha, I mean, not only once, as I'll say, that he heard that the argument lasted 7 days. Misha didn't want. Misha didn't want to accept Shliach. And since a Shliach cannot be appointed unless it is indicted, unless the Shliach is ready to accept, the Rapidish Gorku, as long as Misha resisted, Rapidish Gorku simply couldn't appoint him as a Shliach. How was the Seder, the sequence of events, with regard to a problem? Just everything is about. Everything different, not who looked for, who searched for, who knew who was looking for it. The Mishaleach for the Shriach, or the Shriach for the Mishaleach. And Avram, the conversation with Avram was looking for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was searching for Avram. Of course, Avram was looking for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. From Chazal, if he was shown in Ikras Mele, at the age of three, Meshach Adenu has recognized Avram has recognized that there is a very little money. That was Shvor answered him. According to many Mishnahim, he answered him at the age of 70. Avram ben Shiru Shalom Mitzvashem Lechor, 67 years of assertion, there was no response, no word of encouragement from Rabbi Gorku. Rabbi Gorku did ignore all our promises, and pleas and requests, petitions for a revelation. He didn't reveal himself, he didn't identify himself. Leave my account of the Rambam that was said in 3 years ago. It's also a long time to wait until 7 years. But Akadosh Baruch Hu did not answer, did not suddenly he told him, Lech Lecha Ma'atzim Lecha. And then the acquaintance was established, the friendship was established in Avraham and Akadosh Baruch Hu. Because Akadosh Baruch Hu, because the relationship was not better at the Mishaleach and Shaliach, but it was a different kind of relationship. I would say between Avraham and Rebbeinu Shlomo was a relationship of friendship. A friendship. For the king of Eloishim Ve'evi, God, who is my shepherd from the earliest time, and then interpret the Rambam. The king of Eloishim Ve'evi, who is my pearl, my friend. My friend. If it's an Avraham and an Akadosh Baruch Hu, there was friendship. Between Misha and Akadosh Baruch Hu, besides friendship, there was a difference. Misha was the Shriach of Akadosh Baruch Hu. He represented Akadosh Baruch Hu. He told the people what Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do. He was the Shriach of Akadosh Baruch Hu. It's the first time Misha was. As a matter of fact, the Akadosh Baruch Hu tells Misha, Vayir al Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the king of Sadari, who Shmiyat Hashem was in the title again, meaning he is exactly the man. Vayir al Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the king of Sadari, as a friend, as a person who was very close, but not sure. The voice and the Shukir Sadai, Shmiya Hashem, they will title it. This aspect, Lavai, which expresses itself through Shliches, in the term of Shliches, that was not revealed upon. Anyway, this was introduced in the first conversation with God, who is Meshach Rabbeinu. That's exactly what by nature began to to resist the mission. It was simple, nature itself, and it's a very important thing. What is it? With regard to Shmitas, we never knew. Not everybody can be everybody's share. And Shmitas is a good, Shmitas is a lot of kibbutz. Ma'atem b'nei b'ris, af shmusachem b'nei. And the shliach should reflect the image of the Mishalem. No, maybe Meshe, the humble and modest culture, would bother himself. Well, maybe I'll be a shliach of that. How can you apply to me, I mean, the attribute, the principle, the shluch is one of the mission. Me, I mean, the Kehle, the Upar, and the Kehle, the Israel, and the Israel. This is your promise that you redeem the people of the tribe. You want to send me as a shliach. Because shluch is one of the mission. How can I do that? It's impossible, I know my shortcomings, and I know that I knew it. And I have no qualities on it to justify my appointment. But nevertheless, what bothers me more than anything is the fact that I'm not Shluchah Shel Olam HaMetzia. Mi ani chikei lecha upari, reiti lecha Shel Olam HaMetzia. It's not me she was lazy about. Meshe wasn't lazy. Meshe understood that if I could involve who sent me, he will accomplish. Meshe was not confused. Meshe knew that if I could involve and trust the mission to him, he would carry out the mission. But Meshe considered it Tavyochel blasphemy that a shliach boss of a dome should undertake to represent a political. As far as Meshe is concerned, it was bordering almost on freedom to give. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects to reject the invitation. This is the way Meshe thought, and that's the way Meshe resists. The question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him, is to be understood in terms of Nisroyim, in terms of Rosmiya Nisroyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expecting to reject this offer, and the acceptance of the offer, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggested now, would mean, and the contrary would mean, sort of an act of pride and vanity, which is of the worst kind. That's why the Bible said, "Mirelech alpare, chesim nisoyim nitzar." What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer me as far as this is concerned? Vayim ha-meshe. Vayim ha-meshe. That's what I'm doing. That's all. Vayim ha-meshe. Relative to me, a nation, Kelech Alpar, was the ACS name is on the Mitzvah. It means I cannot represent you. I cannot say that I personify the Shlusha Shodim to Mitzvah. Vayena to Eino, the Zelech or Eis, Vanech Ishlach Picho, Ben Tiyahu Esaron Mitzvahim, Tavdunes Rekin Alro Azek. So what did he tell him? The Zelach Reis, Panech Islachtiho, the Yitzia Person in the Svoy, the Tavdunes Rekin Alro Azek. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what is the following. He said to him, if I selected you, so I don't mean I demonstrate by selecting you as my representative that I am not interested in, so to say, in a shaliach, in just a shaliach that I'm not interested to be in your handicaps. And I wouldn't have chosen you in the purpose of this trying as being purely political, simply to set free the slaves and to take the people out physically, out of the tribe, and take them to a land, which I promised you to do there. And of course, in this, when I say shloka for al pare, I mean the emphasis is upon the political event, that you will be the political leader, and you deliver the people from the tribe, you set them up as a free people, and you will conquer Eretz Yisrael and the land, the promised land, you will conquer as a warlord. If those attributes, if I had been looking for those attributes, political, I mean, talent, strategy, the ability to engage in war, I mean, organizational ability, I would have chosen to have somebody else. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Zeachor Yisroel in Israel, come to this regime of Oaza. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matthew, to take and plain people of Avodah, the world of Jesus, and turn them into, convert them into Mamech Eskim and Rik Kodesh. The main purpose is to receive the Torah from Israel, to receive the Torah, and to change the base avodim, the children of a household of slaves, into a mamlech eskim v'nei kodesh. And as far as Torah is concerned, you are the best. Of course, in general, it's difficult to say with regard to a human being. But as far as Torah is concerned, you will be the Rebbe. And as a Rebbe, as a Mani, as a teacher, you are the best, not only the best, I confer upon you the title of Shulchan Aruch. That's what he has the Zelecho Eis, the time right, in selecting you. You don't understand me, how is it possible? The Zelecho Eis, in selecting you, the time right is selecting you. It's been Zeacho, Esom, Azeh, Tornich, Mishlach, Tifo, that you go on my behalf as a Shuliach, and you ask me the question, you ask yourself the question, and it's a good question, Pastor. How can I be a Shuliach of God? I have so many shortcomings. Yes, perhaps you will be with me if you ask the question about political shit. Or Shlichus, which is based upon military talent, on the ability, capability. But when you ask me the question, why did you choose me? Why did I choose you? And the answer is that I'm not looking for political leadership. I'm looking for going from among us, for teaching. And people which just got out of the base of voting, of the melting pot of voting, to teach them how they can change themselves. If you accomplish this mission, I'll consider that you are still a strength. And for that, I have no one but you. That's what I can evoke answer. Maybe couldn't understand why I can evoke selectively, because it cannot be a shriek. But as Alifa said, ואין איש מלאכה, אין איש מלאכה, יצחק, אתה לא אומר את זה, אין איש מלאכה,
יצחק.
אין איש מלאכה,
יצחק.
מעשה יצחק, יצחק. מעשה יצחק, יצחק. סודנס, עד הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם תראה את זה. I consider it that you are convinced. And clearly, yes, I'll consider you as you were just a Nicholas man. So all your problems could be eliminated. Please, all your problems could be eliminated and accept this. Nature after all, nature still, I mean, his modesty and his humbleness, humility. I mean, prevented him from accepting the mission, and still, I mean, debated his HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in order to meet Moshe's objections, told him that actually, I mean, all right, he'll give him an assistance, of course. He'll appoint his brother to help him out. In his appearances, before Paris, and his appearances before the Jewish community, the leadership of the Jewish community. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There's one thing which is to be taken into consideration. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a concession to him, he said to change Moshe for our. This is out of consideration. I mean, this will never do that. Because it's a question of terror, and terror can only be entrusted and given to nature. However, he'll appoint Aaron as his assistant. He's interpreter or translator. Very nice. But to talk to him. To the Bnei Yisrael, not to Pharaoh. What do you say, Hazel? Yes. Oh, be a Benoit. Schlach mir bei der Tischkoch, I cannot be a Schlach. I mean, I cannot be a Schlach. Weil ich habe ein Schöne Menschen, weil immer alle anderen auf uns alle liegen, die auf der Tiki, 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 die auf der Tiki. Wenn die Tati, Ewa, der Samte, Sadrore, der Tiki, von Ewa, Ewa, der Tiki, der Tiki, die Tiki, der Tiki, der Tiki, wo ihr Hui, ihr auf der Fest, warte, Tiki, Ewa, der Tiki. It's only in the communication between nations had a double task to talk to the people and tell them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to implement the promise which he gave me to Abraham, promise Abraham, and go to Pharaoh and tell him to set the slaves free and to take them. In order to take them to their Chesed in the Midbar, to feast and celebrate in the Midbar for 3 days. When Moshe objected to his election, to his appointment as the representative, he objected not only, first of all he objected to the fact that he liked to be the spokesman. To Pharaoh, and secondly, that he'll have to bring the message to the Zikne Yisrael. What was Moshe, when he studied the Chumash, I mean, he was official, what was Moshe concerned to me, mostly concerned to me? Not so much to speak to the Yisrael. The Yisrael, I mean, wasn't so difficult. Vatkeh. But he said that he'll have to be the representative, the spokesman. Of the slaves as far as Pharaoh is concerned. He did not feel to speak to Pharaoh. He is the best, the most capable man to speak to Pharaoh. You don't think actually of what is stutter as an ambassador to America, to King. But you'll never be able to influence the King. You'll never be able to accomplish his mission. So what happened? He broke or told him that he. What the palace for is, you will have this, regardless of your shortcomings, that means. Actually, if you consider this qualifying conclusion from this particular mission, right? Then another restriction here upon the family, not mentioned of the family, but another restriction. Namely, that a shliach is mentioned. Aaron is not a shliach. This shliach is mentioned. Aaron is a translator, an interpreter. And the Torah emphasizes it. I am Chenna, will be your representative. The Tao will tell the king, the people, that exactly what you wanted to tell to them, you are prevented because of your defect. But the Shriya for king is not me. It is not me. But Aaron simply interpretation. You can do that, so physically you can do it. So after you both allow them to interpret your words to help, but just to interpret, not to speak on the Torah. V'chatar bo neshe la'aret, v'zim ro pari, to stick, v'chameshe t'pofto pari, as if we were the representative of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And it was a translation for me, a big conference day to expose me to you. That's a channel of God. So there is an interpreter. But he is not in the original interpreter only, or without the interpreter, he would have never reached agreement. If you don't reach agreement, then you need the interpreter too. But the one who sits between both, it means, and we are tempted to say, that the one who sits between the representatives, Reserve and Carter, who participates in the conference. He doesn't participate in the conference. He's just a translator. This is exactly what Aaron's role will be. Aaron will not represent the community, he will not represent me, that's for you, the master. All Aaron will do is interpret. That's what he's saying. The Dibur Hul Lecho, the Homer means Ba'ad Bidrufa, Bidrufa. The Homer is Ba'ad Akor. Hul Yir Dibur Hul Lecho, Be'atcho, the Dibur Hul Be'atcho. Elohom, Roy Hu Yir Lecho Lefer, just speak, he'll deliver the speech. Be'atcho Tiyer Me'in Le'ekir. But you will be the Meshaleach as far as Aaron is concerned, you will be my shliach. Aaron is not my shliach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because we do is HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived in Meshe, and apparently Meshe accepted. Then they tell us of the offense, of the disaster in which Meshe's mission and in which Meshe's mission, the Shetrego Yisroel accused Meshe. Meshe and Aaron are being responsible for the threat of the oppression of the world, to the king of the world. And it's almost physically impossible to comply with the demands of the Shetrego and Meshe and so forth. That's exactly. Is that HaShaliach is Meshe, HaKshar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron did certain things which Meshe was supposed to do as a technical advisor, nothing else. Nothing else. Then the meeting is, the conference, the terror took place, and that was situation worsened. It was a critical situation, and the Pharaoh sent people out to collect straw. So there was a certain revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did he tell him? First he told him, what we had the last report of the last person. That was told him. ויאמר השם אל משה, את הסורי אשר עשת לפני, ויום חזות הישרתי, ויום חזות הידור שם יארצה. למה מה, אם מישהו מזלר עצר שם? You don't see the results now, but you'll see the results in the later. But in the meantime, I want you to go to visit the people, and leave me, the praise, and bring them a message. What message? What message? Bringing a message of my behalf. What message? Good. We are for the Shinish of good. After all, he delivered already a message. Nation of Abraham is a secret story. Why did I put his book on the cover? Commanding him to do it all over again? Because of when Nation came the first time, he did not explain to the people what Gula is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do with them. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mind Kali Yochel, coming to give him the Torah, after all the powerful Israel. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented Meshe from staying in Israel. He says, Pokit Pokadit Yeshem, Vechel Osir Yochel in Israel. And so, how much you suffer with it?
But people do forgive themselves.
Is it enough?
The whole message of the world, the whole theory of the world, the whole philosophy of the world, because Lord did not tell me to not take touch. But what happened? Then they came to Carol, and Mesa's mission became was and Mesa experienced a tremendous frustration and Paris complete irresponsibleness to the project and their frustration beyond the Bamidno. That was God said, now I want you to do something. Namely, to tell the Jewish soil what Gula is, what are the four tenets of Gula. I mean, the whole philosophy of Yehadis, I mean, is expressed in the four machines of Gula. Who may she walk? They she went. And here we got a reception, which was worse than the reception. First, then the reception, which the Jewish soil gave him. And then we met him the first time. The first time in Miami, no one should call it. There was faith that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true and genuine Shriya. And they believed in him, and they were ready to follow him. The second time, not only there was no faith. But somebody lived here. Sometimes I went money in distress. The Rahman al-Islam separate degrees of being in distress and human reaction to distress. Sometimes human reaction to distress is pain, is suffering. But he does not lose his self-awareness. He knows what's wrong to him in many ways. He may even understand that a change will take place is just suffering, sometimes suffering to reach such a degree, such a level, at which there is no consciousness. Pain is probably invisible. Pain in all forms, in many ways. Pain simply renders the man the sufferer. Completely takes away from the sufferer the ability to suffer. Suffering is also an ability. It's very bad if one has to suffer, not suffer. But as long as a man suffers, pays, so he's still alive. The second time that he came to the Great Soil, when the Shomer Omeisha, not only did he not allay their fears, they simply didn't hear what that Moshe said. Because they simply didn't want to talk with Moshe. But the Shomer Omeisha and the Petra Ruach and Aveda Koshe, they had no time to listen, to understand that Moshe was not only the exalted principles, but simply what does he want? What is he doing here? There is some more mention of Kitz of Ura, not the other. So what came next? So the second audience, after the second audience, the Zakadish Baruch Hu, when the people refused to listen to Moshe, to communicate with him, not only to face him, they listened, everything was gone. Was destroyed, every hope, every spark, every talent, I mean, to survive. The strength to survive was done. Strength. All right, and according to Morocco, what did I do? Right away, is said, I'll send you. I'm a more pleasant teacher. You go to hell. So this is Kavachema was in place. The Barakah is the first Kavachema. The Kavachema, in the Yisrael Shem Alayim, very fish made it back. Was it raised? What shall I do here? Here I can go, many concessions.
וידבר פלסטני על מישהו השם מהמר וקיצור על ידו שם וידבר על השם על מישהו רגע this already the third communication that was broken is the first communication was the American snake and the German bush the second communication was you should deliver the message like bullet the whole outlook the whole Ashkatasidam of Yadish which expressed itself in that message you should deliver to the very soil and make a tremendous fiasco. And we came to run it up at his mouth and say, well, what do you want me to interfere to? To tell, do you want me to lower myself to such a degree that power should take me by force, what else it for out? The fellowship should look upon me as if I were insane. And they saw the Shomala, they asked me for any time. Straat of his mouth, and when I got a message by Hashem, they were, אין זה נושא לשום אליי, ואיך יש לי נפלן, ואני אמר ססיים, אני אשבור את זה אליי, אבל זה יבין אין לא זוכר. נאם לי את אבו מידי אמרי, להגרס משם, נאטורי, תדברי ישראל, because this permission you have my before, this was the first time when I can I am going to go to that mission. Akkor is Bolko ezt permitted me to use him as interpreter all along, not Mitzray. But now Meshe got permission, received the permission that Aru will represent him in the presence of then will address himself to the Pharaoh. Like Davir as the Shema of Meshe גולם, ויוצר לבנים, ויצרים על בני ישראל ועל פרי מלך מצרים. This was new here, but did not happen in this time. ועל פרי מלך מצרים, להיתי את בני ישראל מלך מארץ מצרים. Right, it's come here. But there was, but Meshi had to pay it. It was an expensive concession. I would say for him, the price which Meshe paid, because he was shy and modest and did not appreciate his own greatness, was tremendous. Namely, that the Shlichus was taken away from Meshe, half of the Shlichus, and found the water. Not Meshe is the Shlichus, but Aaron is the Shlichus. This was not before. Before, who year of Allah, who year of Allah, who had to hear of Allah, it's when Shlichus Aaron is in Aaron, but for Meshe, Aaron was appointed as in Aaron, but for Meshe. But as far as the community, the relationships, the specific relationship of Shlichus and Shlichus between Abraham and between with the Meshe Rabbeinu and Akadosh Baruch Hu, everyone had no share. The Meshe and then the restriction was that Meshe could use everyone only in his dealings with the soul, not with Pharaoh. This hard job, the toughest job of all, he did not enclose the only thing. Now the nation is restricted, he said he cannot go to Pharaoh on his right. After he got such a the Melech Mitzrayim that the Bnei Yisroel, I mean, after the Bnei Yisroel refused to listen to him, and not only refused to listen to him, they had to listen to him, and simply they didn't hear it, they didn't hear it, they didn't want to listen and to hear what he has to say to us. Shabbat Zorbu, doesn't want. So let the town take over. But he did have to take over. Meshe had to give way to Aaron. By Daber Ad Hashem al Meshe al Aaron, by Yitzhak Dei in Yom Tei Yisrael. But, yes, I give you a privilege, I grant you a privilege, which I did not grant you before, but for a high person. Now be Meshe Dei Aaron. Not only Meshe. By Yitzhak Dei Aaron, by Yitzhak Dei Aaron, number one, Jehovah Melech Mitzrayim. He gave him permission to engage in wars, in the conversations and negotiations with Egypt and Israel, as well as in his negotiations and communications with Pharaoh, but on an equal footing. Moshe will not speak, but the Aaron will not speak, deliver a message from Moshe. Aaron is an equal of him. He is nation. So, in our world, this was a strange event of tremendous significance, because the nation remained as we are. This is the way Chazal found in the post, the nation remained as we are. The whole Shmira, the soul Shmira, then Jewish history would have been in a different balance of it. I always speak about the possibility that the people had, but they didn't utilize it. The opportunity the people had, but they didn't utilize it. To go into Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim in a few days. Because how long does it take on this to travel from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim? But the Jews, the people, the Dera people, miss the opportunity. This was the Sinaim and the Shlafachot, the Menachem, miss the opportunity. It's an opportunity lost. This idea of opportunity lost, where is it in Tanakh, in Tanakh, soon at least? Where is this tragedy of an opportunity lost? Here the Chazal says in Mishnah Heaven, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasus Cheske Moshiach, Cheske Moshiach Esacher Gege Mogel, and on Bishn Roma Ashir. Where? This is a case of an opportunity lost. In human life, We are facing, man who faces many opportunities, with many disappointments, with many problems. He makes many mistakes. But the worst mistake is that man loses an opportunity for which he was waiting for so long. This is in Shir HaShirim, Kiyom Lodin is a home. Peacefully, they will have a Yosef, Shreshma, Kron, Kutsis, Sever. And she sends us with Shat Kehocha Veshemes. Shat Kehocha Veshemes. And then she realizes she should not claim it. And again she sees it. And she gets out in order to open the door. They take the Chola Probable. Chola Probable. This is opportunity lost for the first time the nation of Russia. He had mentioned it, given him that he was, and I had accepted the Shlichus, the way of his work, meant that Moshe will accept. Total acceptance. Power, who cares about power? Who cares? But his work sent me out, who will win? Then Jesus said, I don't know about it. But it would have been at least not worse than it is now. But this was the opportunity of us. Aaron became his next to nation. And the leadership was divided between Aaron and Aaron. This is a tremendous event. It is in Jewish history, it's almost unimaginable. Because the brain of the Ashkenazi consisted in having the one God to run this Messiah and the one God. Such an important event occurred, described that in Telak 2, at one prayer, two Shluchim were appointed. Shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's quite appropriate to bring the Bayanukah to the people of our Lord. Don't you print by your present in the United States? But if you tell something, something very important about the person, that he made it, he was successful, Rachmana Lizlan, he was even on the contrary. When disaster, whether you tell a story of disaster with a rich person, no. So you always give a short note, a short biography. Who is it? From Illinois or from New York? Who is it? Was he a Republican or a Democrat? The liberal or a reactionary or something. Particularly, the history was interesting. So that's exactly what Kabyoku was detailed. Now the Taylor is in the modern story. The Taylor interrupts the story in order to give some space to my biographical novel. That's what they all say. That's my mind. Either was in the salvation, but they wouldn't. How does Ruby come in here? Because you cannot get away with the major artists. The Taylor eliminates all. Yehuda, Don, Aftali, God, Russia, Socho, Blue, because they were younger. But since it's impossible to get to Mesa and the island without mentioning Soviet Lady, and Soviet Lady cannot be mentioned unless you mention who we see. So it's a different sketch, the biographical sketch. The others made the lady, the salvation, Joshua to Oscar Lord, because I made it from the Joshua with the Mishimi and then the Tony. We were in Shimi. Anyway, they brought some of the leaves of heaven, the real Shnechai cross, so much frustration in our son, and we're very much to do so, but you can have them as a heaven, it doesn't really show. You wonder what of the Tia Kala? Tia Kala is what kind of a family? What, ah? What did I say?
Yachas
with the lady and Moshe Biyar and Moshe Biyar, Tishchel, Yachas. Rashi said, since Moshe Biyar's name, so he told him, I didn't think. And then since Moshe Biyar had actually something tremendous happened, that Aaron became the Shliach of Cain, and Michel, which was planned exclusively for Moshe, so the tremendous importance of each Aaron, and with the figure, the name of Aaron, as used, because of that, kept surviving their biography. This is until this day. If somebody should do well, or somebody should get a prize for creating a contribution to science, to politics, to play for any people, they're not a single paper of the people. But we'll give a short sketch of his accomplishments and why he got a reward, what kind of reward it is, and about his background. This is exactly what I'm here for the journalist. Ah, who makes you sit by examining of very soil? By some of these slow concerns, it is on the time. So let us see who was the one who lost a share of the Shlichet, who turned over the Shlichet, half of the Shlichet, to his brother. What kind of brother? Now the Taylor returns back, picks up the thread. Now let's go back to this. Who are you making? Two equals. If somebody would have said it, had said it on me, before this incident, who would say that he's saying it's nonsensical. There is no nation out, there's nation not out. Army is a Jew, Fulton is my patient brother, and David, but cannot be cannot never consider as an equal of motion. They should know motion. They carry out the motion. We have it in the process medium in Bavetro. They carry out the names. They cannot be our motivation, they should be our. But we can, we are the nation. Asher Omar HaVishem, your hand, a tzio is in front of the hand, not the nation. Basically, a tzio, if you study carefully, precisely, the story of the rendezvous between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meshach for the first time, he did not tell it to Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to nation. But here is a different story already. It was taken away. Who are in the nation? Asher Omar HaVishem Lohem, and Tzivu is the Yisroel Meretz Mitzrayim HaRetzileitam. Heim, HaMezavrim, not Meshe is Elohim to put, as far as Zahm is concerned, and now we despair. Heim, HaMezavrim. Meshe and Avram have played the same role. Heim, HaMezavrim, Elkari Melech Mitzrayim, I'm not only to the sick of Israel. This is Israel, there's no problem. I'll call him out of Mitzrayim, where he has made Israel in Mitzrayim. And the Torah concluded again, who Meshe Ve'ari? Before the Torah said, who are you Meshe? Dr. Rashi Melam is Shishkul in that name. That means it's very hard to determine. Who is greater, who has a great bigger share in the great mission classical world. But it is together, they go together. They go together, they work together, and credit will be given to both alike. The star of both of us. Right? Up to here is good. Then what you say of Hashem, by you will know Giver Adeshem, Giver Adeshem, and Moshe, Beretz Yisrael, וידבר הראשון על מישהו ואומר, אני הראשון דבר עבר המלך מצרים, יש כל השם יתגבר אליך, ואם המישהו יחי עד השם, אין הרב פסיים, איך יש כאן עלי פה? הוא ידעו כבר סתם יותר, זה סיים, תראי תראי פתאום. ואין הרב השם על מישהו, אין סתיר על גינו תראי, דבר אין הכי חיים אליך, עד שדבר עשור של הצלחו, ועד תראי, הכי פה ידבר עבר פעם, זה מישהו, היה מידעו כבר סתם, וזה תראה, נעד את זה. There is no problem. And sometimes the Torah emphasizes nation to the exclusion of Abraham. What is the story of Mirror? The story of Mirror? Making the whole story of Mirror, what was changed to tell us that Abraham cannot be not an equal of nation. Making of the nation, the whole nation enemy. This status was not granted to us. Why not be on the ground? They look in Amdabu, he was in the Yisrael, Amdabu, Melkari. Who are the nation? Amdabu, Melkari, Melkari. Who nation are we? How are we nation? Already Yitzias Mitzrayim itself is sometimes nation, actually, engages in that performance which causes a market to generate a certain market. For instance, I believe that Marcus Fischer from another market, all the nations in it, some markets are, some markets are carried out by nation and are you study the commission government. But particularly the story of New York. I'm born with Russia. Of course, but how can you say that you are just like nation? Mesh is different. And the Rambam is a matter of fact, it's famous and reminded, Hashem Hu has mentioned that in Lot. He admitted, Shuhu lo yahav, l'chachom yu l'anvi, Shuhu ha'cho, Shuhu yu, Shuhu ha'cho. This is the exact thing that the Rambam wants to emphasize. You should not think that Aaron that Meish was an equal patient. Meish is his mechol beis in Emon, but not Am, and here is just the opposite. The answer lies, I believe, in a funny concept, that even though Aaron was promoted, the Meisher insisted to need somebody to accompany him to hell. He was afraid to do the job alone. And after his birth, almost Rabbi Yochel, out of doing it, Rabbi Yochel, a point, gave him to Meisher, I think. And that's why his status was elevated and raised to great heights when he gave a speech about Aaron Meisher, that they previously were. The previous word of the snake in the burning bush is not telling. If after this book was said to mention it before, how to see the effect, the whole year, call it again, and then how to see the year again, the year, cannot just be an unknown, just a man. Aaron is both. Aaron is both. Aaron is an equal of measure, because this death was promised to, they better to the growth of another than probably, death to measure again with a new sister upon it, and continue to be unwilling to do the job alone. So Aaron became a full and equal partner of Moshe. That both machines were at good dinners at this soil. That's what the Torah tells us. This is a lot of enthusiasm about Aaron's promotion to be a Moshiach and here in the soil. But the first appointment that Moshe is the boss of Israel, that Moshe is the great leader. No one is an equal to see God, but to Moshe. This was not unknown, was not done. Aaron is both. Aaron is a neutral nation. And Shavim, who are a nation? Who are a nation? And Aaron is also a nation's passport. Aaron is the master and also the fellow. The master of the Nikola is the Nikola of Moses, and he is also the fellow. That's what the apostle says. The apostle finishes from Zion. Ein am Dabrin al Pare, Melech Mitzrayim, Lehitzik Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, who mentioned the Aaron, before the Torah said Aaron Meshach. It means now that the Torah concludes the story of the dialogue between Meshach and Aaron and the destiny, so that Aaron became the equal of whom? A priest. Not only a Torah, don't forget that. But he became Diver HaLishon HaMoshe. When was it that he became Diver HaLishon HaMoshe? At the very beginning. This name, the Yibi Yom, But you may say, Hashem, and Ani are also saying, Meir Nishma Laikare. In order to allay your fears of being unable and not qualified to carry out the mission, that is both the Yemer and the Shem of Moshe, the Torah tells us, remember, the Yemer and the Shem of Moshe, the Reir is a Tichol and the Yim is Parek, and the Reir is a Tichol and the Yim is Parek. So Aaron's throne was in the position of the world. After the Dabrin, as far as the Tzadeto, we are in the Chicho Yidabir and Pare, we see that the Israel may offer. So that's what I promised you after the Dabrin, as far as the Tzadeto. The Aaron of Hicho Yidabera. And then it was after Sidabera is called Ashar Pereka. The Aaron of Hicho Yidabera. Yes, no, I should have said to the Lord. The Aaron of Hicho Yidabera. Then, that is what I promised you. But I promised you and the house role was the head of an auxiliary role, a peripheral role, not the central mission that was entrusted to you. From now on also, after Sidabar is full of shots, I've got on certain occasions, they are in official governmental power. On certain occasions, Aaron will be your shuyah. The shuyah is in Israel and the house. The Torah tells us the story, the Torah tells us, it's a very simple, the continuity is wonderful. The Torah tells us the story that was born let me mention it back. He offered him, he suggested him to be the Shmir, Meshi Dinsburg to be the Shmir. After his both appointed him, the Hakfili appointed him, the very beginning, to be a general boy. But he's here, that's a messenger. To say every word what we mentioned, what the nation tells him to say, and not to say things which nation didn't want him to say. But then, and he prohibited, Akhenshvok did not come in and fulfill nation's desire, nation's request, that Aaron should have the right to speak, by addressing to Pharaoh. But as far as Pharaoh is concerned, Akhenshvok did not give him one iota to measure. But as far as the dictate is, oh, it's Unzer Eden, so let down the Meshi is a pleasure. And when Meshi came again to the Bnei Israel, and they allowed him, he generated something. Seems he felt humiliated with some of Meshi, so when his brother told him he should go a second time to Pharaoh, so Meshi said, well, I can't do it. So the brother said, do it. You can do it, I'll do it, but then will do it. But then will not do it in the capacity of a nickel of you. The next capacity of a messenger on errand boy on your behalf, as an attorney, but he'll do it in his own behalf. As the master. And my communication will not be via Aaron to you. My communication with Aaron will not be via Meshev, but by a yoni way, what's out of the Nagura Hashwalaho. But it will be a straight communication with an Arab minister. That will go with however, I want the price. And the price is, in history, they will know that you are not the only girl. The tailor will tell you are not the only girl, but you were one of two girls. If you are ready to pay the price for it, then make you pay the price. But you failed. That he himself would not accomplish the mission. So, no, it was very difficult for me to give up such a privilege to be the only girl. So I didn't say that not only the only girl, it's good enough for me if I'll be half a girl or one of two in order to make the mission, the mission a successful one, I'm ready to sacrifice my name for it as far as posterity is concerned. Correct? And then the theory gives a short biography. Our nation was in conversation. Very sensational. The Bengali, the Masele, Pochadit, the Poppy Gifke, the Guinness, the Malishan, the Tracer, and the Zeritre, the Poppy Gifke that turned to the Pharaoh to the Sue Yochi, through one girl, and suddenly the whole tradition was turned upside down. Two girls, Poppy Gifke and the Snow Girl. And that's exactly what we are going to go for one nation to do. They may should have any harm in a measure, fine. But what about the previous role which was assigned to Aaron? To Aaron? At the Kodesh Boko, expresses confidence, facing the person. You cannot change it, you will never change your mind. In a Kodesh Boko, say them in good faith of mind. And whatever, oh, of course, I mean, the second time, the promise which we kept us concerning, as far as Aaron is concerned, the second promise, the first promise was not as great and as sublime and the second, but still in the natural involved reason. So the pasuk says, that's why the pasuk begins first by Hebrew, but however, don't forget, possibly. Hey, I'm down on Parma, the trial, looking at the front of the trial, do me shall I? Then, the Torah says, however, don't forget that there was another promise made there. Namely, by Hebrew in Dibber Adeshem, or Mesha Barrett Mitzroy, by Dabber Adeshem, or Mesha Rehmer, and he Adeshem Dabber on Parma of the trial, this for Asher, and he Dabber, by him a Mesha Hashem, and on me a house for Sayyid, where is my right parent? By him are the same on Mesher. Re'ei, by him are the same on Mesher, Re'ei, the Shaticho, the Kimo is Harei. By him are the same on Mesher, Re'ei, the Shaticho, and the Kimo is Harei. Vare Yochicho, Yie, Mulecho. Ata Chidaber Kol Asher Ashtabeko. Vare Yochicho, Yidaber Al Parek. This promise, what he told them, how does the Dabar as Kodas HaTzadeko, Vare Nochlicho Yidaber Al Parek. The Shirach has been so in Yitzram Yate, this remains. This is the Vare Nochlicho, but now, even now, some missions will be entrusted, some assignments will be entrusted to you, and you will have to tell Aaron, even though I gave in on that problem, who is to do the